Vice President Dick Cheney will head the list of dignitaries at Strom Thurmond's funeral tomorrow. The retired senator died last week at the age of 100. Thurmond served 48 years in the Senate, following 4 years as governor of South Carolina. Today, Thurmond's body is lying in state in Columbia. NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
For 4 hours yesterday and 10 more today, Senator Thurmond's casket has been in the rotunda of the South Carolina Capitol, just outside the chamber of the state Senate, where he began his government career 70 years ago. More than 1,000 people have paid their respects to one of America's biggest political icons. Some waited in line for hours to see the flag-draped casket, along with a display of his World War II medals.
It was hard not to have tears because he was a man of honor and integrity that is not defined in today's dictionary.
June Howard and her son-in-law drove 90 minutes this morning to pay tribute to Thurmond. They didn't know him personally, but supported him politically, and Howard considers him a hero.
He went into World War II when he didn't have to go. He went in on those gliders where there were so few that survived, and he's been head and shoulders above us all, and I just couldn't be prouder to have him for a senator.
Thurmond was among the most influential Southern leaders of his era. When he ran a segregationist campaign for president in 1948, he carried 3 Southern states. When he switched from the Democratic Party to the Republican in 1964, scores of Southern white voters switched with him. As he grew older, he moderated his racial views, and today mourners talked less about Thurmond's politics than his constituent service. Many remember personally hearing from him on their birthday or anniversary or other occasion. Nick Fletcher says a long-ago phone call is one reason he wanted to pay his respects to the senator today.
When I came out of the Army in 1972, I can't remember whether his call was the first or second I received when I got back home.
And you never knew him?
No. He did something for just about everybody in the state, probably.
Thurmond's constituent service meant so much to some South Carolinians that they're willing to overlook the controversial racial opinions he once held. Businessman Frankie Moore went to Morris College, a small African-American school in Sumter, and he gives Thurmond credit for keeping the institution in business.
He worked to make our college a sound financial institution, and if it wasn't for him, you know, a lot of people like myself might not be fortunate enough to have an opportunity to have an education.
That might surprise some people to hear that about Senator Thurmond.
I agree. I've heard a lot of speeches that he made in the past, and we've all done bad things, but if God can forgive, why can't we?
Outside the Capitol, visitors also congregated around a 9-foot statue of Thurmond. It's been wrapped with a wide black ribbon, and well-wishers have left flowers, notes, and a Confederate battle flag.
Get over there and I'll take your picture, Rachel.
As Beverly Riley took a photograph of her nieces in front of the statue, she said many voters thought of the late senator more as a friend than a politician. She said the little girls, age 5 and 7, don't know much about him, but she says she'll make sure they learn as they grow up. Adam Hochberg, NPR News, Columbia, South Carolina.